弟兄姊妹啊，大家祝你平安。
Hallelujah, our fellow workers, brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
很感谢主耶稣基督美好的安排，这次有机会再次到这边和弟兄姊妹见面，并且一起来聚会所安息。
And thank the wonderful arrangement of God, I can be here again to meet our brothers and sisters and to observe the Sabbath with you all.
这次到安蒙顿、卡加利，然后到温哥华，一路行程能够享受到主耶稣基督跟弟兄姊妹的爱。
And this time, during my trip to Calgary, Edmonton, and now in Vancouver, I can enjoy the love of brothers and sisters and also the love of God.
在除了分享主的道理以外，也能够分享在圣工上的各种体验和喜乐。
Aside from sharing the truth, the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can also share with you the joy I receive in serving God.
甚至是在圣工上所面对的许多困难、甜酸苦辣的滋味。
And also all the emotions and all the troubles and hardship that I go through in serving the Lord.
这对我来说都是非常的宝贵的。
And all these are very precious to me.
现在晚上呢，能有机会和弟兄姊妹来分享这个题目，就是主所说的信德。
And this evening that I have the opportunity to share with you the faith that our Lord Jesus mentioned.
这个题目呢是源自于路加福音书第十八章里面的。
And this topic comes from Luke chapter 18.
路加福音书第十八章哈。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
在一个晚上的家庭聚会、查经聚会里头
，during one evening at a family service，
我们查经的章节呢是《路加福音书》十八章第一节到第十四节。
And we were studying Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 11.
这张圣经，我们相信大家和我和大家一样都曾经读过、看过。听过很多很多次。第一节到十四节。
Sorry, verse 1 to 14. I believe that all of you are very familiar with this passage.
当时查经的聚会的那种分享非常的踊跃。
And people participated in the discussion during the study.
可是当我读第八节的时候，这一次呢却非常的不一样。
But when I read verse 8, I had a different experience.
那么这个第八节，我当我读十八节的时候，心里面是一种说不出来的一种感受。
And when I read chapter 18, verse 8, I have this indescribable feeling in my heart.
直至当我回家的时候，一连好几天，为了这节圣经，我想了很多。
And even after I returned home, I was pondering upon this verse for a couple of days.
后来呢，我就在安息日里面讲了这个题目。
So the following Sabbath, I shared with the members this topic.
今天呢，哎，盼望能够和弟兄姊妹来分享。
I hope that I can share with you today too.
路加福音书第十八章的第八节下半段。
Luke chapter 18, verse 8, the latter part of verse 8.
路加福音书十八章第八节的下半段是说：然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？
Verse 8, the second part of it. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
当我读这节圣经的时候，这一次是非常的震撼。
When I read this verse, that time I was very shocked.
所以当我回去的时候，我在看这节圣经的时候，我是很多的疑问。
So when I returned home, I studied this verse again. I had many questions.
当我认为我这方面得到一些心得的时候，我很愿意和弟兄们来分享。
When I feel that I have some reflection on this or inspiration from this verse, then I would like to share with brothers and sisters.
人子来的时候，大概就是耶稣来的时候。
When the Son of Man comes, that is probably when Jesus comes.
主耶稣基督既然心里面有这样的疑问。
And since Lord Jesus has this question in his mind.
在这个世界上里面找得到、遇得见有信德的吗？
Will he find faith on the earth?
这句话是蛮严重的。
This is a very serious question.
既然耶稣来的时候，在这个世界上找不到有信德的吗？
When Jesus comes again, will he find faith on the earth?
所以我当时的脑里面就有一个问题。
Therefore, in my mind, formed this question.
所以这个问题成为我当时安息日讲道的题目。
And this question became the topic of my Sabbath sermon.
就是主耶稣基督到底要看见什么样的信德？
What is the face that Lord Jesus wants to see?
啊，所以我就想到关于这个信德的问题，耶稣基督有六件事情哈，我想到六件有关的事情。
And regarding faith, I can think of six related topics.
信德那个英文圣经的翻译是faith 啊，就是信心。
And here means having faith.
啊。耶稣到底要看见什么的信心呢？
And what kind of faith Lord Jesus wants to see?
中文信德跟英文信心完全是一样的意思。
And in Chinese, there's two translations, and they have equal meaning.
可是我们读中文圣经的时候，我们能够比较深一层的了解。
But if we read the Chinese version, then we can understand in a deeper sense.
就是说，如果有信心的话，就会有一定的那种德性，那种行为。
This means that if you have faith, then you will have virtuous conduct.
如果我们没有信心的话，我们也会一定有相对的、相应的反应。
And if you lack faith, then as a consequence, you would lack deep.
信心不足的人也是一样。
And those who lack faith will have similar results.
所以主耶稣基督到底看见什么事情让他觉得这个信心那么宝贵、那么难求、难遇见呢？
And what exactly is it that Lord Jesus saw that made him feel that it's hard to find faith on earth?
我们看马太福音书里面在马太福音书里面我们看到四件事情。
In the Gospel of Matthew, we can see four incidents.
曾经有四次主耶稣基督说你这小信的人啊。
And four times Lord Jesus said, you of little faith.
第一次在马太福音书第六章三十节里面我们来看。
The first time is in Matthew chapter 6 verse 30. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 verse 30.
马太福音书第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
马太福音书六章三十节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 30.
奉耶稣的名读经。你们这小信的人啊。野地里的草今天还在明天就丢在炉里神还给他这样的装饰何况你们呢请读
Matthew chapter 6 verse 30 If that is how God closes the grass of the field which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire will he not much more close you O you of little faith
在之前主耶稣基督讲了积财在宝的道理
And before this, Lord Jesus gave the teaching of treasures in heaven.
再过来，他叫我们不要为这个我们的生活来忧虑。
And next, he told us not to worry about our daily living.
他到最后，他说突然间冒出这句话。
And in the end, he suddenly came up with the saying.
小心的人呢、野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的壮士何况你们呢
If that is how God closes the grass of the field which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire will he not much more close you O you of little faith
我想如果我们说我们不为明天忧虑可能我们是一个不诚实的人
I think if we are to say that we don't worry about tomorrow then we are not an honest person
如果我们一个学生他很努力的去读书因为他忧虑是为了明天的准备将来的求职事业来准备
If a student studies very hard it's because he worries about tomorrow and he wants to prepare for his career
那么在他的这种的学生生涯当中呢就是时常都会遇到为考试为争取更好的成绩在担忧不是吗
And during his time as a student, doesn't he often worry about the test and worry about getting higher marks?
做父母的有谁不为自己的孩子忧虑
And as parents, who doesn't worry for your kids?
孩子的一举一动他的生活都烙印在每个父母的心中每一件 每一个小问题都会引起勾起父母的忧虑。
And everything your children do is in your heart, and every little thing they do would cause you to worry.
难道我们为明天忧虑是侥幸吗？
Does this mean that if we worry about tomorrow, then it means that we have little faith?
难道主耶稣基督竟然会这样的来责备我们啊，说我们是没有信心的人吗？
Would Lord Jesus really rebuke us this way, saying that we have little faith?
那到底主耶稣基督所要看见的是什么？
What is it that Lord Jesus wants to see?
他所说他在来的时候要遇见的信德，他所说的信德是什么信德？
The faith he wants to find on earth when he comes again, what is this faith that he's talking about?
我们看第三十三节。
Let's read verse 33.
三十一，三十二节。
Verse 32.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Verse 32, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
原来主耶稣基督他要我们能够明白，能够相信。
Lord Jesus wants us to be able to understand and believe.
我们所需要穿的、吃的、喝的，他都知道。
What we need to eat, what we need to drink, what we need to wear, he knows.
不但知道，而且都会为我们准备。
Not only he knows, he prepares as well.
而且他说，这些都是外邦人求的。
And he says the pagans runs after all these.
而且他在还在第二十五节开始那边这样的提醒我们。
And also starting from verse 25, he reminded us.
他说，天上的飞鸟不种也不收，也不继续在窗里，你们天父尚且养活他。
He said, "Look at the birds in." The birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
主耶稣基督是以这节圣经跟以下的一些圣经来勉励我们，来提醒我们。
Lord Jesus used these passages to remind us.
主耶稣基督创造这个世界万物，宇宙万物。
Lord Jesus created everything in this universe.
从那个时候一直到现在。
From that time till now.
一花一草。一树一木都在都是为人所准备的。
Every grass, every flower, all the trees, all the vegetations are all prepared for man.
让人能够舒舒服服的生活也能够生存下去。
So that humanity can live comfortably on earth and live on.
而且呢，也借着这些与他所创造的宇宙万物来常常提醒我们，天父难道会看不到我们所需要的东西吗？
And through all his creation, he reminds us that how can the Heavenly Father not see what we need?
我们每个信耶稣以后都有蛮多的体验。
After we believe in Lord Jesus, we all have many experiences.
每一个体验都是代表耶稣的爱，耶稣的关怀。
And every experience we have is the love of God and the care of God.
代表耶稣基督的慈爱，无微不至的照顾。
And this shows the kindness of Lord Jesus Christ. He takes care of us in every way.
那不足以让我们的信心一天一天的成长吗？
And isn't this enough to build up our faith day by day?
当我们还不能够来去把这个生活的事情生活的问题照着神的旨意，照着这个神的道理去把它处理好吗？
Can we not put aside worries of our daily living and take care of daily things according to the will of God.
主耶稣基督说，为了这些事情，整天在忧虑的人，信心是一个心性的问题。
Lord Jesus said, if you worry about these every day, then you have problem in your faith.
那是做怎么解析？三十三节。
And let's read verse 33 for explanation.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这些东西都要加给你们了。
And all these things will be given to you.
所以这些东西都是加给我们的已经是预备好给我们的。
Therefore, all these things will be given to us. They have been prepared for us.
神要我们先求他的国和他的义。
God wants us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
主耶稣要我们知道。
Lord Jesus wants us to know.
他为什么而来？
Why did he come?
他来是要救我们的灵魂。
He came to save our spirit.
他看我们的灵魂比一切的事情、一切的东西更为重要。
He sees our spirit as higher than everything else in the world.
他为了我们属灵的生命，他可以从天上的宝座离开他天上的宝座，受凌辱。
And for our spiritual life, he left his throne in heaven and he came to earth and he suffered for us and he was crucified on the cross.
所以当主耶稣基督看到我们还是忙忙碌碌为了这个肉体的明天来忧虑而负累了我们属灵的生活、属灵的生命的话，主耶稣基督实际里面是多么的凄苦。
And if Lord Jesus see that we labor and toil for our physical needs and we neglect our spiritual life, then how sad would Lord Jesus be?
因为世界上没有一种物质的东西值得耶稣基督付出那么大的代价。
Because no material thing in this world is worthy for Lord Jesus to sacrifice so much.
我们在主耶稣的面前，一无所有。
In front of Lord Jesus, we have nothing.
我们所有的没有一件事情是值得一提的，是有价值的。
Nothing we have is worth mentioning.
可是有一样却是耶稣很喜欢的，看为最宝贵的。
But there is one thing that is pleasing in the eyes of God, and He sees it as the most precious.
就是我们属灵的生命。
And that is our spiritual life.
就是我们的信心。
And that is our faith.
所以主耶稣基督要我们也像他一样。信了他以后要有所改变。
And Lord Jesus wants us to be like Him. After we believe in Him, we must change.
无论我们是洗礼以前是怎么样的人
，No matter what type of people we are before baptism，
耶稣基督都不计较。
Lord Jesus would not hold us accountable.
耶稣基督已经不会再计较什么了。
Lord Jesus will not hold anything we did before accountable.
可是主耶稣基督很在乎我们洗礼了以后。怎么样去过我们的生活
？But Lord Jesus really care how we live our life after we're baptized.
我们真的要相信耶稣很在乎我们每一天的生活。
We have to believe that Lord Jesus really care about how we live our lives.
我们在肉体上，我们大家都很明白。
And physically, we understand what this means.
没有今天的努力，不会有美好的明天。
If we do not labor today, we will not have a good tomorrow.
如果我们没有好好的读书，我们将来的事业，我们的怎么有把握呢
？If we do not study hard, then how can we ensure ourselves to have a good
career? 可是耶稣基督更让我们明白。
But Lord Jesus wants us to understand.
我们属灵的生命也是一样。
Same for our spiritual life.
没有今天的努力，不会有美好明天的灵性。
If we do not put in effort today, then we'll not have a good spirituality tomorrow.
如果我们忽略今天的属灵我们的灵命生活，可是不是我们将来会世世永生？没有将来。属灵的将来。
If we neglect our spiritual life today, then maybe in the future we will not have a spiritual eternal life.
所以主耶稣基督今天在活在世界上的时候，有很多人跟着他。
Therefore, when Lord Jesus was on earth, many people followed him.
甚至他的门徒都放弃了一切来去跟从他。
And his disciples even gave up everything to follow him.
难道耶稣基督的门徒没有信心吗？
And we say that Lord Jesus' disciples did not have faith.
没有信心怎么会放弃一切的跟从他
？If they did not have faith, then why would they give up everything to follow Jesus?
很多的人都知道他所讲的道理是多么的宝贵，多么的人安慰人，给人力量。
Many people know how precious is the teaching of Lord Jesus and how comforting it is.
是一种多么有价值的精神粮食。
And it is such a valuable food for the spirit.
这是每个空虚的心灵所需要的东西。
It is what every soul needs.
所以他们也放下了，很多人放下他们的日常生活，而跟从耶稣，跟随耶稣到处。
Therefore, they're willing to let go of things and follow Jesus.
可是耶稣基督却也看得出来。
But then Lord Jesus can see.
无论是他的门徒，无论是跟随在身边的人
，be it his disciples or people following him，
那么还是以这个肉体生命的事情，生活上的需要，肉体上的需要来忧虑，比重方面呢，就失去了一个平衡。
They still worry about their life and worry about their physical needs and they lost balance.
上次我出来，我到一个教会去的时候。
There's once I visited a church.
那我到我发觉那个安息日非常的人非常的少。
I found that during Sabbath there wasn't many people.
所以礼拜天的时候，我们出去跟妇人出去访问。
Therefore, on Sunday we went on visitation.
我们却发现哦，原来是有原因的。
And we found out that there is a reason behind this.
那个地方的弟兄姊妹，尤其是负责人啊，是非常的爱主耶稣。
The brothers and sisters, especially the board members, they love Lord Jesus.
他们的确为耶稣付出了很多。
They have sacrificed a lot for God.
可是为什么有这样的现象呢？
But why is it they have the situation?
因为他们也是一些很负责任的、很爱儿女的父母。
Because they are very responsible and loving parents.
那个星期啊，那两个星期是他们孩子啊，所以还在小学里面啊，可是是考试的时段。
And that 2 weeks, even though their children were still in elementary school, but they have exams.
啊，所以父母们呢就认为呢，啊，那么孩子留在家里面把功课做好。功课温习好，准备考试就更为重要。
Therefore, the parents think it is more important for their children to stay home to prepare for the test.
这样的一些感染下去呢，变成凡是遇到这样的事情的时候呢，机会就很少了，甚至不是孩子没来，那父母呢也没来。
And this concept was influential. So after a while, every time there's doing exam periods, the children will not come to church, and the parents will not come.
所以当我想读到讲到这个事情的时候，我是说哈，如果是耶稣基督，一定会向我们问啊。
So when I think about this matter, I think the Lord Jesus definitely will ask us.
难道我们对这个守安息日的信心不足吗？
Do you not have enough faith to observe the Sabbath?
安息日是主耶稣基督是神所吩咐我们要遵守的。
Lord instructed us to observe the Sabbath.
不是我们可以去选择要与不要的。
It's not something we can choose whether we want to do or not.
是我们大家应尽的本分。
It's our duty.
所以主耶稣基督穿着灵衣以后，他就自己就安就歇息安息了。
Therefore, after Lord Jesus created human beings, he rested.
所以颁布了这个十诫的时候，也再次的把它纳入这个十诫里头。
Therefore, when he gave the Ten Commandments, he had put this into one.
所以我们今天说我们不在律法之下。
Even though today we say we're not under the law.
可是我们主耶稣基督并没有神力，并没有说哈，再把这个安息日废去。
But Lord Jesus did not abolish.Observing Sabbath.
一点一画都没有废去，废去。
Did not remove any part of it.
所以仍然是我们的一个定见的任务。
Therefore, it is our duty that we must finish.
我们主耶稣基督就是主耶稣基督的慈爱。
This is the kindness and mercy.
只是说我们今天就好像回到这个亚当夏娃犯罪之前的那个世界。
So that we return to a world that is likened to one before Adam and Eve sinned.
我们的罪恶得到赦免。
Our sins are atoned for.
我们是一个在神面前无罪的人。
And in front of God, we are sinless.
我们是在神家里的人。
We are in the house of God.
我们也可以有许多的选择。
And we have many choices.
因为神是我们圣灵，让我们有能力、有智慧去做许多的判断。
Because God gave us the Holy Spirit so that we have the ability and the wisdom to discern.
今天的时代，如果不守安息日如果是过意不守的，要马上用石头把它打死。
In the Old Testament times, if you intentionally not keep the Sabbath, then you will be stoned to death.
当然，现在不是旧约的时代，律法时代。
Of course, now is not the time of God.
现在是恩典的时代。
This is time of grace.
可是有改变吗？
But have things changed?
并没有改变。
No.
还是我们要去遵守。我们自己要去，不能够随便的、故意的不去遵守。
We still have to keep the Sabbath. We cannot intentionally, not observe the Sabbath.
难道我们要在这个安息里面，在用功的努力准备，才会把这个试考得更好吗？
Do we have to prepare during Sabbath our exam so that we can do better?
或者是说，我们还是。来守安息的尽我们的本分那我们那个我们只知道我们来守这个本分认为这一天就算是考试也没有比这个守安息的更加重要这种的信心
Or do we have the faith saying that if we come to observe Sabbath because this is more important than our exams. Nothing is more important than keeping the Sabbath.
就是在这方面，我们有很多很多美好的见证。
Actually, in this area, we have many wonderful testimonies.
我们真的从这种见证当中，我们知道我们不可以啊，我们不能够，无论是任何人哈，没有不能够以我们没有办法不守安息日来不守安息日。
And from these testimonies, we know that there is no reason for us to not observe Sabbath.
啊，这个是一个信心的问题。
This is regarding our faith.
如果我们相信，这是我们灵性所需要的。
If we believe that this is something we need spiritually,
我们遇到这个问题的时候
when we face this problem,
把这个问题来交给主耶稣
we must put it in the hand of God.
主耶稣一定会为我们解决
put it in the hand of Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus will solve it for us.
主耶稣让我们有这样的信心
Lord Jesus wants us to have this faith.
因为我们是在外我们看我们的灵命更重
because we see that our spiritual life is more important.
因为你是到教会去做见证哈，我没有把它记下来在哪个教会讲过哪个见证。
Because every time I go to different churches, I give testimonies, and I don't remember which testimonies I gave at which.
所以或者我讲出来的话，以前你们听过啊。
So maybe what I said you have heard before.
那也许我应该把它记下来啊。
Maybe I should have write it down sometime.
这种的见证哈，实在是很多啊。
There are so many this kind of testimonies.
那我本身的见证也蛮多在这方面。
And personally, I have many testimonies regarding.
我的家人的见证也蛮多。
Regarding keeping Sabbath.
那在带领弟兄姊妹的方面也很多。
And my family also have many testimonies in this area, and also the brothers and sisters we lead.
所以让我非常的肯定的告诉大家。
Therefore, I can tell you surely.
当我们真的面对安息日不能来聚会的时候
，When we face this problem that we cannot keep Sabbath,
我们真的有这份的信心，我们必须要守安息日。我们有这个问题的时候，来求耶稣，耶稣必定会帮助我们。
And if we have the faith to ask Lord Jesus to help us, He will.
在多伦多是在像甚至是第一次来慕道的朋友他真的这样相信，也真的得到很大的祝福。
In Toronto, we have a true seeker who was at the church for the first time, and he believed this way, and he received many blessings.
曾经在多伦多教会有一位信耶稣很久的姐妹。
In Toronto church, we have a sister who believed for a long time.
突然间她的先生外邦人他不允许她跟她孩子来聚会。
And suddenly.Her husband, who is a non-believer, would not allow her and her children to come to church to observe Sabbath.
因为他认为呢，这样的聚会哈，会影响孩子的成绩哈，不能进大学。
Because her husband thinks that if his children come to observe Sabbath, it will affect their grades and will not be able to go to university.
那最后呢，还警告说，如果你们再去的话，那我们就不把这个家庭的费用寄过来了。
And he warned them.That if they continue to go to church on Sabbath day, he will not give them allowances for daily living.
所以这位姐妹非常紧张，打电话到我的店里来。
And so the sister worried and called me.
那我就说哈，我们不能够很强硬的跟她对抗，跟先生对抗。
And I said you cannot resist your husband.
所以可能这段时间哈，那你就安息了，就留在家里跟孩子祷告。
So maybe these couple days stay at home with your children and pray to God.
坐在家里面聚会啊。
So that you hold your service at home.
可是你心里面必定要坚强。
But in your heart you must be strong.
我们一起来向耶稣来祈求。
Let's pray together and ask God.
这样的过了两个星期。
And after 2 weeks.
有个星期五晚上。
And one Friday evening.
她还在挣扎要不要去教会。
And she was struggling whether she should go to church or not.
她的先生竟然打电话来说。
And her husband called.
我不在理你们这方面了，你们要去就去吧。
I don't care about this area anymore. Just go to church if you want to.
还有另外一个从另外一个国家来的姐妹一样。
And there's a sister from another country.
遇到同样的问题。
She faced the same problem.
那也是在大家的带导之下，很快的，很奇妙的。那个就是得到先生的不反对。
And with the intercession of brothers and sisters, quite quickly, her husband changed his mind and no longer stops them from.
那上次我来温哥华教会的时候，有位弟兄请我吃饭，在谈起这个事情的时候，他也做一个非常好的见证。
And last time when I came to Vancouver, a brother took me out for a meal and he gave me a testimony.
他说他开始信耶稣的时候，没有想过安息日的重要。
He said when he first believed in Lord Jesus, he did not see the importance of observing
Sabbath. 当年是一个弟兄勉励他说安息日非常的重要，要守安息日的时候。
But when the brother encouraged him, saying that Sabbath is very important, you must keep Sabbath.
当时他没有说什么。
He didn't say anything.
到安息日的时候。
And on Sabbath day.
本来是要开店的。
Originally, he has to open his business. But he didn't open the door.
他的家人觉得很奇怪。
And his family feel that it's quite weird.
他说不是安息日，要不是去守安息日吗？
And they feel so strange. It's Sabbath, so he said, Sabbath day, we should go observe Sabbath.
从那天开始。
And from that day on.
一直到现在。
Until now.
几十年。
For tens of years.
他都守安息日。
He kept the Sabbath.
他都神很大的祝福。
And he received blessings.
他在家的生意上并没有任何的亏损。
And he did not lose anything in his business.
这点我们真的有很多很多的见证。
And we do have many testimonies.
我自己十二岁。 向神许愿，要一生守安息日。
When I was 12, I took an oath to God, saying I will observe the Sabbath for the rest of my life.
我的工厂在开24小时的时候。
And when my factory was open for 24 hours.
凡是真耶稣教会的信徒都要守安息日。
And every member of the true Jesus Church must observe Sabbath.
我不觉得我们有什么亏损。
I did not feel that my factory had.
而且到最后经济最不景气的时候。 剩下楚国，剩下我们一间这样的一个工厂。
Even during economical recession, the whole nation, only our factory, kept up the profit.
那我来加拿大以后。
And after I came to Canada.
我经营一些小生意。
And I had some small business.
那是规定不能休息的，安息日也要开店。
And the regulation was you cannot rest on Sabbath day, you must also rest.
可是正如主耶稣基督这边所说的，马太福音书所说的。
But just like what Lord Jesus said in the book of Matthew.
除了看天上的飞鸟，那个花草以外。
Aside from looking at the birds of the air and the grass and the flowers.
我们从弟兄姊妹的身上。
We can also observe from brothers
and sisters.
And the experiences of our family.
这个生活的问题而不去守安息日。
Indeed, we know we do not have to not observe Sabbath because of our daily living.
这样我们已经有神已经给我们太多的明证了。
And God had given us too many testimonies.
所以我们还是做一个决定。
Therefore, we must make a decision.
无论怎么样，我们安息日都要守。
No matter what, we have to keep Sabbath. And Lord Jesus will give us great blessings. So that after 16 years, me and my family can still observe the Sabbath.
而且在这个整个mall里面，在我们那个行业里面，每个月都有打分数嘛，我们都是排在第一。
And in the industry, especially at the mall we were in, and they have to give They rate our businesses, and we also always get high grades.
那在整个集团31间的连锁店里面，我们还是排在头三位。
And in the whole enterprise, there's 30 or so divisions, and we are among the tops.
所以主耶稣要给我们这样的一个体验，让我们能够完全的知道，来去勉励弟兄姊妹，灵性才是最重要的。
Therefore, Lord Jesus, give us these experiences so that we can encourage brothers and sisters, let them know that spirituality is more important.
去年我们多伦多有位新受洗不久的信徒。
Last year in Toronto, we have a newly baptized member.
他的生意已经不能再经营下去了。
And he is at the edge of bankruptcy.
开始的时候他不好意思告诉我们。
At the beginning, he was too embarrassed to tell us.
他两夫妻商量好以后偷偷去找工作。
And the couple, after they discussed this, they went and looked for a job.
总是找不到，甚至想要打工厂工也不要紧，也找不到。
And they could not find any job, even they wanted to be laborers.
然后呢，我知道了这件事情，因为我回去要离开以前，一段时间以前到他家去做访问。
And after I heard about this, before I leave for a trip, I went to visit them.
他告诉我这个问题。
And he told me his problem.
我说，某某弟兄，这不是你的问题，这不是一个找工作的问题。
I said, brother, this is not your problem. This is not a problem regarding finding a job.
你的问题还是我们以前所谈过的安息日的问题。
Your problem is the same as what we discussed before observing Sabbath.
他说，我不是听你的话，每个安息日都去聚会吗？
He said, "Did I listen to you and kept every Sabbath?"
可是我说你人去了，信没有到。
But I told him, "You came, but your heart weren't with you."
他说你怎么知道呢
？He said, "How do you know?"
他说你不是常常为了你的事业来忧虑吗
？I said, "Do you not always worry about your career?"
常常希望有电话来，有客户打电话来，能够事业能够经营下去吗
？Don't you always hope that you will have clients calling you so that your business can continue?
那既然这个问题，我们试试看吧。
And if this is the problem, then let's try to solve it.
很感谢主耶稣。
And really thank Lord Jesus.
圣灵感动他，他当时呢就下一个决定。
And the Holy Spirit moved him, and at that time he made a determination.
他说：“李执事，好，我就从下个安息日开始，我把这个我就专心的守安息日，把机关掉。”
He said, "Okay, Deacon Lee, from next Sabbath onward, I will keep the Sabbath wholeheartedly, and I will turn off my cell phone."
两个多月以后我回来。
After 2 months, I returned from the trip.
真的有很大的改变。
And there is great change.
那么我们认识的人都为他高兴。
And all those people who knew him were happy for him.
他的确生意上非常的忙碌。
And he was busy in his business.
那以前我们随时去找他都可以跟他谈天啊。
Before we can go find him whenever, and he can chat.
现在要去找他要等他。
And now if we're to go find him, we have to wait for him.
最近有事情他要回国。
And recently, because of some matters,
有一些重要事情要讨论，我必定要跟他谈话。
And because there are some important issues, I have to talk to him.
我既然等了一个半小时
，I had to wait for him for an hour and a half.
所以他也买新车，也这个加建房子。
And he bought a new car and he bought new houses.
所以我们对这个安息日的这个问题哈，我们必须要拿出信心来。
Therefore, we must have faith regarding Sabbath.
这的确是一个信心的问题。
This is truly a matter about our faith.
主耶稣从来没有欺骗我们。
Lord Jesus never deceives us.
主耶稣绝对不会向我们做不合理的要求。
Lord Jesus would never present to us unreasonable.
安息日的设定绝对是为了我们属灵的生命。
The establishment of Sabbath is for our spiritual life.
如果我们不守安息日，我们灵里真的是堪忧。
If we do not observe the Sabbath, then we should worry about our spiritual life.
所以我们不要在这些事情上让耶稣看了难过。
Therefore, we should not sadden Lord Jesus Christ in this matter.
在很多的事情上都是这样。
And similarly in many things.
凡是生活上的事情都归纳在这个题目之下。
And anything about our life is under this topic.
不只是安息日而已。
Not just observing the Sabbath.
所以我们要想起耶稣基督在这个为明天忧虑的事情上所为我们所向在我们身上所要看到的。
So we should think about this. When Lord Jesus talk about do not worry about tomorrow, do not worry about life, what is it that he wants to see in us?
就是不要为了生活上的需求，生活上物质上的需要，而忽略我们更重要的属灵的生命，属灵的生活。
He wants to see that we do not neglect the more important spiritual life because of our physical and material needs.
所以我们不能够说我们很忙碌，我们每天早晚不祷告。
Therefore, we cannot say because we're so busy, we do not pray in the morning and do not pray in the evening.
问题只有一个，就是我们相信我们忙碌了，那个生活比较重要，属灵生命比较次要。
The problem is just that we believe once we're busy, then our spiritual life is not as important.
我们不能说我们生活很忙碌，我心情现在事业刚开始，我功课很忙碌，我没有心情来看圣经。来做每天属灵的功课。
We cannot say I'm so busy and school is so busy or my career just started and my business is busy, then I don't have time to do our spiritual lessons.
这只是告诉我们。
And this only tells us.
这些问题都是因为我们不够在物质上来努力。
All these problems comes because we seek after material things.
我们一定不会把事情处理好的。
And if this is what we do, then we will not be able to handle things right.
所以主耶稣在27节里面这样说。
Therefore, Lord Jesus said in verse 27.
那哪一个能够用思虑来使寿数多加一刻呢？
Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
所以34节，耶稣基督又说。
Therefore, in verse 34, Lord Jesus said again.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天只有明天的忧虑。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的难处已经够了。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
主耶稣很爱我们。
Lord Jesus really loves us.
你看他复活了以后。
You see that after he resurrected,
他一起去看他的门徒,
the first thing he did was to visit his disciples. And he saw that his disciples was catching fish in the ocean.
他就自己很安静地在岸上为他们准备早餐。
So quietly, Lord Jesus prepared breakfast for them on the shore.
不知道我们明天去讲这个题目的时候我们会谈到, 主耶稣再次谈到这个问题哈, 我们明天再来。
Tomorrow we'll continue this discussion.
我们求主耶稣基督加添我们的信心。
We ask Lord Jesus to add to our faith.
把我们属灵的生命看成最严重的最重要的这个信心，让我们真正的能够在其他生活上一些所面对的事情上得到一个根本的解决。
So that we can have faith in this area, which is the most important, our spiritual life, so that we can solve other problems in our
life. And
now we still have some time, we'll discuss about Matthew chapter
14.
Matthew chapter 14,
verse 31. 马太福音书14章31节
Matthew chapter 14 verse 31
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说 你这小心的人啊, 为什么疑惑呢?
Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt?
那么这是我们看22节23节 我们知道耶稣催逼他们 你们先坐船到对岸去。
And if we read verse 22 and verse 23, we see that Lord Jesus urged his disciples to go onto the boat and go to the next side.
那个时候，那个海里的风浪很大。
And because there was a storm, so there was great wind and waves.
那彼得呢，突然间在这个时候看到有人在以为是鬼怪，就是主耶稣在这个水面上行走。
And Peter at this time saw Jesus walking on the water, and at first they saw ghosts.
那他就向主耶稣说。
And then after he knew Lord Jesus, he said to Lord Jesus.
28节。
Let's read verse 28.
彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Verse 28, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water.
29节。
Verse 29.
耶稣说。 你来吧，彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
Verse 29, come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus.
可是在这个时候，一刹那间呢，彼得却非常的害怕。
But then suddenly Peter became afraid.
因为他看见，一看，哇，原来风浪那么大。
Because he saw the great wind and the wave.
那么就要沉下去了。
So he was beginning to sink.
主啊，救我。
And he said, Lord, save me.
这个时候，主耶稣基督就伸手拉住他。
And at that time, Lord Jesus reached out and caught him.
说，你这小心的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
And said to him, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
在我们来看，彼得的信心的确比我们大。
And when we look at this, we can see that Peter indeed have greater faith than us.
彼得的信心比当时在船上的人都大。
Peter's faith was greater than all those on the boat.
因为他既然想到，只要耶稣说肯的话，他就能够走在这个水面上。
Because he remembered as long as Lord Jesus is willing, then he can walk on water.
所以我们不能说彼得没有信心。
Therefore, we cannot say Peter does not have faith.
当彼得得到了耶稣基督的一句话的时候，
When Peter received a word from Lord Jesus,
你来吧。
Lord Jesus said, come.
彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走。
Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water.
这样的信心是很大的。
This is a great faith.
恐怕你我都没有办法做到。
I fear that none of you can do this.
甚至是从来不会去想的，不会考虑到会这样的对耶稣要求。
And none of us would even think about asking God this way.
那可是为什么主耶稣说你这小心的人啊？
Then why is it that Lord Jesus said to him, you of little faith?
耶稣基督要求是不是很高呢？
Does Lord Jesus have a high standard?
主耶稣基督的要求过分吗？
Does Lord Jesus have unreasonable requests?
到底他所要看到怎么样的信心？
What kind of faith does Lord Jesus wants to see?
好，所以这是我们值得我们去探讨的。
And this is something worthy of our study.
好，我们明天哈就是来探讨这个题目。
And tomorrow we'll continue this topic.
我们唱诗第500首。
Let's sing hymn 500.